City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple.
Attention.
Yeah.
It's been a while since you've been on the horsey.
Yeah, look, it
you
is.
You better make it good and worthwhile.
Can I speak?
Yep.
Anyway, the thing is with it is that we're going to follow New South Wales in regards to mobile phone cameras. The ones overhead, because in New South Wales, they are catching people left, right and centre.
Great. I'm so glad that we're doing
it. Yeah, that's good. Well,
awesome.
Yeah, it's great. But why don't we pull the Band-Aid off? Seriously. I mean, people are getting killed all the time with mobile phones. Lack of attention. Not only are they killing themselves, they're injuring and killing other people, and that could be our family. Why the hell do we keep going? How's this? I'll read the stats quickly. New South Wales, the trial they had, 100,000 people got caught on their phone.
Not
1,000, not 100, not 10,000, 100,000.
I'm not surprised.
And this is how we think about it. I'll just read this here. We're getting very close, they're saying, after that. No, you're not. She said, stiffer penalties. This is the New South Wales person in charge. I apologise, I don't know her name. Mm. She's basically saying stiffer penalties along with the new cameras would drive behavioural change towards mobile phone usage by motorists. No, it won't. It won't do any of that. People will still use their phones, trust me. Right.
I think it'll lessen the amount of people, though.
When's it? Okay, let's be honest, okay. I've driven.
Sound like you've been drinking this morning.
Yeah, I have. I've driven, right, and I'm not proud of it. This is when I was very young, not very far, a car under the influence. Not heavily, but enough to, you know.
So you would have been over the limit?
Over the limit.
Yeah, okay, right. All right. And you've
driven
was
I in control of that car? I stopped it after 500 metres because I didn't know where I was going. So, we've all done it. We've all been on the phone, looked up and gone, oh, shit, side of the road. Where am I?
Mm.
Right. It is no different to being drunk than using your phone for a good 3 seconds. You look up and... Seriously, we've all done it. We can sit here and say we haven't, but we'd be lying. We've done
it. So what are you saying then?
Well, you've either got to ban them altogether or put some kind of thing in there, particularly with the youngsters, because that's their life. They've grown up. Mm. We haven't.
Mm.
So we can nearly put this thing down and not have to worry about it. Mm. But the youngsters can't. It's got to be in their hands, regardless of whether they're driving. They probably use it in the shower. The thing is that...
I'm sure they would if they could.
Yeah, that's right. So we have to pull the Band-Aid off because kids... And us in general, we're going to die on roads because of it. It's obvious. But we won't do it. We'll go, I'll just give him a fine. Yeah, no worries, up. I'll give him a fine. No problem.
So you're saying an absolute blanket ban on having a mobile phone in your car?
Rip the Band-Aid off. And then you can bring it back. If it's too harsh, then you go, all right, well, we can lessen that.
Yeah,
but
it's not going to work, though. They're not going
to
be able to do that.
You prefer people to keep driving?
No, absolutely not. No, I'm totally against it, Cogs. I'm absolutely against texting and driving or making phone calls whilst you're driving. I'm really against
it. It's the texting and holding's the problem. It's not the phone calls.
Oh, but no, it's still, you're still distracted if you're having a phone call and you're holding it. That is still a problem. It really is.
But you're not holding it. If it's on hands-free, that's cool.
Oh, on hands-free, fine, yeah.
And it's no different to me talking to you in the car when you're talking to somebody. I drove to Geelong last week, and not a problem. Having a conversation on the way and back, not an issue.
Yeah.
The minute you grab it, start texting or looking at a text, and you look up, that's when you're in trouble.
Yeah, but also, too, if you haven't got hands-free and you are making a call and it's up to your ear, you're in trouble then as well.
Hands-free for a car, and most of them, the new ones come from them anyway, for a car, I bought one a couple of weeks ago for $78 from J-Car. Now, can you tell me whether $78 is worth more than your life or less? Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's $78 for a hands-free.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I absolutely do, and I agree with you, but I still don't think that you can not have your phone in your car at all.
Is it essential that we have it? Do you think that we have
to
have
it? Well, if you're driving to Melbourne or you're driving to Sydney, you're going on a long journey somewhere, you need your phone. Of course you need your phone.
But I'm saying, you missed the point. What I'm saying is that texting is the problem. Not making a call, whatever, that's fine. Because you've got your hands free. Texting is the problem. As soon as you pick that up, and I'll do it now, and I'll look at this for 3 seconds, come back. Number one is I'm not sure where I was again. And secondly, I'm driving a vehicle which is weighing a couple of tonnes.
I agree with you in regards to texting.
But we'll keep finding, and our kids and our relatives and our friends, and that'll keep dying on roads from people who are texting. There you go. But we're not prepared to rip the Band-Aid, and we look at the road toll and go, oh, yeah, right, fair enough. We'll have to... Oh, so mobile phones... No, it's a problem. It's
of course it's a problem, but how can it be fixed?
Well, that's not for us to it's
well,
for,
that's what I'm saying. We need a solution.
These are the guys who are getting paid the big coin to do it. You and I could have come up with a fine thing. Anyway, news in a minute.
Yeah.
And there's a girl that came
it's
from
getting
England.
Hard in here.
Oh, no, it's serious. It's
no, it is. I absolutely... And it's not just the young ones. I've seen women in their 60s, men in their 70s. It is
absolutely.
Right across the board, Cogs. It's not just the young ones.
And the
ones.
People who don't, you know, that aren't killed on our roads, they get injured badly and they're never the same. So we have to do something instead of going, ooh, give me a $400 fine. Well, okay, well, that's fine, but that doesn't... It just doesn't help.
I think one thing that we can all start doing is dobbing people in when you see them. There we go. There's one thing that we can all start doing.
Yeah, take a photo on your phone when you shouldn't be.
No, anyway. Not take a photo, whatever, but dob someone in if you can.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.
I mentioned before, got on the high horse, mobile phone laws. Victoria look like they're going to follow New South Wales and have some overhead ones. And
overhead cameras, that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the present penalty, by the way, Victoria, 496 and 4 demerit points, which you'd go, whoa, hey, that's pretty heavy, but it's nothing compared to a life. Really, is it?
No, it's not. And we're trying to work out a way, I guess, how it can be a blanket rule to stop people from actually texting on their mobile phones, because that's the biggest concern. Because if you've got your hands-free kit, then that's fine. Because you can
You can say to your phone these days, ring Kylie.
Yeah.
Siri.
Yeah,
and away you go. And that happens. And I'm not even up with it, but I've seen people do it.
Mm, mm.
So texting and hanging on to it or doing whatever is the problem, I would have thought. So a lot of people have a say in it. Few people have called, but there's always someone much smarter than me, which doesn't take much.
Let's say much smarter than us. Tristan on 132710, you've got a ripper of an idea. Can you share it with us, please?
I have, and look, it is flawed in many ways, but as Coggo said, 100,000 people in New South Wales, if this drops it down to 50,000 at the start, and my thought was, you have disablers in your vehicles if you have alcohol, that you have to, you know, blow into it for the vehicle to start, rah-de-rah. Can we have something similar for phones that at least it stops being able to text or receive SMS while that person is driving? If they've been caught, then they have to have this gizmo gadget or whatever installed. As I said, I know it's flawed, but it's a start. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, they can receive calls, but they cannot receive text, and they cannot themselves text. I don't know.
That is a great idea.
I think, Tristan, you're onto something, and it's ripped the Band-Aid off time. You either, you can't, and I say this in a nice way, you can't be half pregnant. You're either full on or you're not. And I think at some stage we've got to say, all right, the fines are good, but people will find money to pay for it. Yes, it's four demerits, but it's not going to stop you from, you know, you'll just keep driving. And sadly, as creatures of habit, we continue to make mistakes. That's how we do it. But again, I mean, you either put those things in cars and stop everyone from doing it, or you just keep it how it is and people get fined. I'm not sure it's working, that's all.
Surely we have the technology to do something like that, Tristan. That's a really awesome idea, some sort of text disabler as soon as you get in the car. And, I mean, if, you know, our authorities worked with our phone companies, maybe they could come up with some sort of solution.
A text disabler, because I think people like to use their phone as they travel. Someone would be travelling right now as we speak using their phone, maybe. And that's
Tristan,
and that's
are you travelling on your phone?
No, I'm walking into work as we speak.
Oh, okay.
So the thing is that, you know, it's like talking to someone beside you, and I've done it. It's not hard to do. I don't think it takes a lot of concentration, but as soon as you hear the ting-ting of your phone or you look at it and the light comes on, you want to answer it, regardless of whether you're 18 or 78. It doesn't matter. You feel like you have to look at it and you have to answer it because it could be a loved one. It could be anything, but it's like opening a Christmas present. You have to open it. You have to grab it.
Yes. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if it's really, really important and you need to get in touch with that person, then you call them. You know, don't SMS them. Just call them if it's really important. So, therefore, they can still receive that phone call, you know, there's, you know, and be able to answer that on hands-free, but they cannot receive texts, you know, SMSs, whether it can disable Messenger on Facebook as well, I don't know. But we've got to start somewhere. And so I know it's flawed, but if it stops, instead of 100,000, it's only 50,000, it's a start.
Mm. And the thing is, people will go, oh, but it'll cost, no, oh, what's
who
the cost
cares about the cost?
But also with cars these days, I mean, you know, let's go back to way back to the 70s when seatbelts, you didn't need them. that all of a sudden it was, you know, mandatory to put them in. So the car manufacturer said, right, we better put it in. Well, if they can come up with something, and these days everything's small, so they could put something in a car which is already built in. You can't text, you can't do any of that, but you can make a call. I don't know how they do it, and I'm with you, Tristan. I don't know how they do it, but there's smarter people out there than us.
Oh, for sure. I'm even just thinking maybe even an app, a disabling app on your phone.
Yep.
Tristan, thank you so much for your thoughts this morning.
Thanks,
we
Tristan.
Really appreciate it.
There, you guys have a good day.
You too. You too. Made a lot of sense. So, disabling, I don't think an app's good because you've still got to touch it. You've still got to go to it. And you're going,
true.
It has to be a mobiliser that stops you texting.
It comes from a government secret body.
Yeah. So, we've broken it down. The phone call thing, most people who drive, they use their hands free. Most do. And that's fine. You can get away with that because that's, you know, that's okay. But the texting and the holding onto it and looking at it, even looking at it going, oh, bloody Kylie,
glancing at it for 2 seconds.
What does she want? I just left work. Oh, it must be an emergency. Or, you know, and you grab the phone, look up again, and you're in someone else's lane.
So, if you're listening this morning, we urge you, please stop texting while you're driving. Yeah. Please, please, please.
If you've got some ideas of your own, feel free to call anytime. It's your radio station too.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.